Show a lot of respect. Turn your cell phones off, please. If you do like I do, mine's still on, but I'm going to have to tell you to turn them off. And if you leave them on, that's okay, because you're showing the normal level of respect. Turn off your handies, those who don't have cell phones. Turn off all portable televisions, radios, etc. And if you have a pacemaker, turn that off as well. Now, as a demonstration of the fact that we are getting older, I'm going to ask you to turn your hearing aids on. There are a few of us here who have hearing aids. Turn them on and pay attention now. Welcome. So let's first meet the people. Would you all stand up, please?
Everyone?
Yeah, everyone.
We're not going to sing, are we?
Not yet. And what I'd like you to do is to welcome the person next to you in every direction. No hugging and no kissing. All right. Everyone stay standing who is here for the first time. Everyone else sit down. I'd like those seated to give the first-timers a hearty welcome. First-timers, please sit down. Those who are here for the second year in a row, please stand. Third year in a row. In the back there. Fourth year in a row. Fifth year in a row. Now we're past the five-year-olds. This is where it gets scary. Sixth year in a row.
How many conferences do we have?
Seven in a row. Eight-year-olds. Nine-year-olds. 10-year-olds. No liars. In the last year, we've had the privilege of welcoming to the Samba team a number of new members. Andreas, please stand up. Carmen, stay up, stay up. Carmen. Nadia, Anatoly, Matthias, well, we're going to give all of these guys a big hand. Please be seated. As we get a bit more mature and a bit older, some of our behavior changes. As we get a bit older, what sort of signs of maturation would you expect to see? No.
What was that?
He said,
what was the other direction?
My sense of humor improves. It never does. He hurt my feelings again.
It's not here for...
All right. Well, come on, someone else, help. What are signs of maturation?
Loss of hair.
Loss of hair. Well, all right. Let's say that our priorities and our perspectives change. We have a wider set of interactions. Are our Microsoft friends here? Yes, please rise. I'd like us all to welcome our friends from Microsoft. Not only do we regard you, please remain standing for one moment. Not only do we regard you as our friends, we regard you as an essential part of this whole conference. We appreciate your presence. Thank you for being here. Now, of course, as our interactions broaden and more people are involved in what we do, some of our agility is lost. And part of what this conference is about is getting that agility back again. Samba broke into two separate projects, Samba 3 and Samba 4. You're going to hear about Samba 4 and how that agility is being restored. Andrew Tridgell is going to speak about that in his keynote. Samba 4 is closer to release. There are some complaints from users that it's taken too long for it to come out and that there are some who believe that Samba 3 is obsolete. Andrew will explain the facts. But we need you all to help us. And again, Andrew will tell you how to do that. You can help too, though, by being on time for each presentation, participating fully in the session. Respect the presenter, but as is the usual rule here, please, not too much. After Samba XP, we need your help to put Samba 4 through its paces. If you need assistance, make arrangements with key team members while they're still here and while they're enthusiastic to help you. And above all, provide feedback. You know, if you want some specific guidelines on how you can be helpful, please help us by documenting how you use Samba, how you test it, how you set it up, any interoperability issues you note, and please file bug reports. Jeremy, would you raise your right hand for a moment and just repeat after me? My life is driven by Bugzilla. The program changes, just so you don't forget them. Steve Langasek's keynote has been moved to Friday, 1:30 p.m., that's straight after lunch. The keynote slot that he had is going to be filled by Tridge. Simo Sosa's slot from 1:30 p.m. Friday has moved to the 11:15 a.m. slot today. Yelma has moved to the 4 p.m. slot on Friday, and Steve Langasek's keynote is going to be on tomorrow after lunch. It's very important now that you pay attention again. Having fun is not only legal, it's mandatory at a Samba XP conference. We would invite you to make having fun contagious. It builds character and spirit and, yeah, something that we can all remember the event by. And please, I want to urge you to start preparing for Samba XP 2011, our 10th anniversary bash, right now. Start preparing now, get ready for it. Help us to make it a big event. Now, before we do roll, there is one other thing I must draw to your attention, and that is that a number of people were not able to make it here as a result of that little pimple on the earth, that volcano. David Holder could not be here. And additionally, and Steve Langasek is delayed, but also Rafael Schneschnik is not able to be here. He has had a medical condition. And Johannes has organized for a couple of charts, one to be signed by the Samba team members here, and the other we would appreciate if you, the audience, would sign that, and that will be sent to him after this event is closed. So at that, I'm going to vacate this stage, the podium, and hand over to Tridge, because he needs all the time he can get. And we all know Andrew Tridgell, so please give him a broad hand of applause.
Thanks, John.